Okay, it's time for the pre-show for today, the 19th of November. And as you hear this, I am in an airplane flying to South Florida. Haven't been down there for over a month. Last time I was there, we were at the Atlantic for my birthday there on Fort Lauderdale Beach. We went to the Tecano restaurant. I want to go back. That place was a fucking blast. The only problem with that place is I got really shit-faced. You know, I think I put some of that stuff up on the, there's a commercial for Tonal. What the fuck is Tonal? Is that LeBron James using Tonal? Yeah, it's LeBron James. So, we were there late in September, because that's when I got back to FLA. We took Kirby with us because it was a hotel that was dog friendly. It was really cool. They treated Kirby good. He's such an old guy that he shit in the hallway. I took him down for a walk and to take a shit around the side of the hotel where there's a little tiny dog park that they have. But Kirby didn't do it his business there, man. He, as soon as we got up the elevator on the floor where the room was, he took a shit in the hallway there. So. But nonetheless, I highly recommend the Atlantic Hotel as a pet-friendly hotel. Now, just if it's just the two of you hanging out, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Some people dig it. You know, people have their favorite places. My favorite place in Fort Lauderdale is the Pillars. The little Pillars Hotel there on Birch. That's a great, great place. Great staff. Great restaurant there. They have a kind of a club, a dining club there. And what else? You know, and they got a nice pool, and they've got some nice rooms, so that kind of shit. But mostly, we just hang out, you know. All right, so today is an encore show. Tomorrow, we'll have our classic show, December the 4th, after I get back from Florida. The first weekend back, we will have our Saturday Cinema resumes, and it'll also be our chat. So December 3rd is our chat, our monthly chat. And December 4th commences the weekly Saturday Cinema. So there, you're up to date, I think. Yeah. All right, now, let's go into our archive. See what it is we want to see. See what we want to see. I want to go back a year, right? Are we logged in? We're logged in. I guess I think I've been fucking logged in for forever. 2020. 2020, November. Let's see what comes up when we come up the 19th. We probably, you know, I think we pretty much have mined the month of November for 2020, but let's see. 19th is a Thursday, yeah. The first Catscapes. Don Burmich has a tooth extracted. Bobby and Steve Dooley with the latest on Thanks-taking. We've already done that show. Wednesday, November 18th. Emery Clayton on Ancestry. Monday, Pete Bone. Pete reviews the recent election as only he can. I didn't hear that one, man. Let me see this one. Pete Bone. Let's see how long is this fucking thing. Let's see.
And now, from the Cavco building in Chicago, Illinois, it's Pete Bone will not be denied. Pete Bone.
Going to do the very best job, or would do the very best job, or might do the very best job. I voted for that man, and I know for a fact, in my heart of hearts, the greatest job could be done by that man.
Right. That's who I voted for. And a lot of people are going to criticize us. They're going to say, why did you do that? Why did we do that? What's your opinion of that, Darren? Why'd you do it?
Well, I listen to your show all the time, Pete, and you always say, vote for the...
Yeah, no. Fuck Pete Bone. Let's see, man. From the Cavco building. Margaret Gray holiday special. Bobby and Steve Dooley, some phone prank they think is ever so funny. This ought to be good. What is this? Let me see. I can always tell if this is a rerun by doing this, man. Oh, I'm wearing a leather jacket.
Ah. That's the good news, huh?
Yeah, so well, this is a replay.
Well, isn't that, Mr. Henry? You'll be happy to know it doesn't have cancer and isn't missing an eye.
All right.
So, there's
a leather jacket.
I think we'll, you know.
No one knows, Phil.
Right. Anyway, the phone system is down. So, I interviewed in studio Bobby and Steve Dooley about some.
What? Oh, Thanksgiving is coming up. We need to replay the Thanksgiving show. CEO Bob Green's trying to pitch thawed-out frozen turkeys. Margaret and Frank Gray get into the topic of gagging. Is this a Florida show? No. I was here in California. I shared Thanksgiving with Jackie and Ryan via FaceTime. That's what we did. Okay.
See right there. Look at this guy getting all crazy.
Well, I mean, I can't.
What the fuck?
That's a veteran's event.
When I was breathing all that.
Wait, hold on for a minute. Drink orders, that kind of deal. Yeah, these are the seats where they come down.
And an encore show. And one extra encore show for this week because tomorrow is Thanksgiving. We have tomorrow
fuck
the very
that,
famous
bitch.
Bob Green fresh or frozen turkey.
Fuck that, bitch. Fuck that. Mark and Frank, anyone on the topic of gagging? Don Berman tells Phil that Whiff Zeno, the new sports reporter, is suing the station. Frank Gray can't get his order right at the drive-thru. Is this the famous Frank Gray can't get the order right at the drive-thru? This is a great show. And Ward Hornacek. Is this another goddamn encore show? I will flip my lid. I think it's because last week, this we're coming up. It's another encore?
And I found out it was probably one of the two.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not proud of it, but I, you know.
So. Where the hell did I go?
About the citizens of.
Off at Southern California Edison, pay my bill there.
You're right, I did.
You come up with a phrase like. You spit it out. Going like the. If you decision on you to the gas.
We ready, man? Oh, this is back when the fucking.
And welcome, everybody, to the world famous Phil Henry Show for the El Pacifico here in Southern California. This is General Galen Shaw.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard. Here is Mr. Henry.
Thank you, everybody, and thank you for that nice clean open. I always appreciate it when we can get something.
Oh, you almost got through it, Jay. That was almost one of the best promos we ever did, and you started to gag.
Yeah, it's just you guys.
Thank you.
Okay, I cracked me up. All right. Fuck. What a life! What a life I've had. Fucking, I'm telling you, one of these days. I don't know if it'll be an interesting book, but it's a book. I remember meeting Judith Regan, the famous publisher. Do you guys know the name Judith Regan? She's a very famous publisher. She published Howard Stern's book, I think. Anyway, she said, everybody has one book in them. Everybody has a book. So there you go. Now, moving along. Okay, so what we're going to do is this replay of Frank Gray can't get his order at the drive-thru. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police wants to get some things straight. Ward Hornacek remembers his days as a hockey goon. Can't beat that. All right, let me just double-check our levels. Yeah, that sounds looking good. So thank you for joining us at the pre-show. Remember, tomorrow, or today, as you listen to this, you know, I'll be winging my way, blah, 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 blah. And then I usually, what happens is Jackie and I will usually go to Bo Camper's, one of the many restaurants. Kim Bo Camper owns three or four restaurants in South Florida. I like Bo Camper's. They're great. It's a sports bar. The food's good. The drinks flow. And it's always good to see, you know, Jackie, so we party a little bit. I think it's raining in South Florida. I think it's kind of drizzly, but we may do a barbecue or two depending upon the weather. But, she says it's warm, it's shorts weather, but not swimming weather. This is the latest that I got tonight from the kid. Okay. Without further ado, hey, it's Phil Henry here. And as you listen to this, I'm winging my way south to South Florida. You're going to be hearing some shows from Florida next week. You'll also be hearing, of course, our encore shows, including the very famous Bob Green frozen or thawed turkey bit, which we will air on Thanksgiving, as we usually do. But most of the classic, in fact, just about 99.99999, I'll do it. 99.999, I'll do it. % of the classics are behind a paywall. You need to have a subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, but It is well worth it for a month or for a year. Very cost effective. Under $7 a month if you get the year subscription. And it's well under 20. It's actually under $10 a month for the monthly. But whatever you do, however you do it, okay?
Because... Yeah, get a subscription.
Yeah, that's right. Get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Now you.
Thank you.